This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a cool song. Who does that one?
AJR.
AJR, yeah. They're great.
AJR.
Yeah, that's a
They're one of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Oh, what? Really? That's fantastic.
Actually, I only have a few songs that I love of theirs, but I played this for you before. It's called AJR Week here.
My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
Remember this at all?
Oh, I. Now that we get to this part, I do. I was like,
here's the chorus.
Thank you. Is how it should go. I should stay strong.
Week. Oh, that's nice. That's great. I really like that. I like songs that sound like that.
They're
the
theme three
song
brothers
for saying screw it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then let's go out with a bang.
It talks about drugs and girls, all that, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Oh wow. Okay.
Three brothers
from
New York.
Is anybody significantly delayed? Are we hearing? Because I'm hearing crackles. Sounds like Vinny's hearing crackles.
I was hearing crackles from you actually.
Yeah, I was hearing them.
Yeah,
from
in
you.
The 6 o'clock hour, there was a little bit of crackle coming from Sarah's unit, but it did resolve. So I wasn't sure if I wanted to stop the show and reset because.
Are we all?
Up,
is my clap pretty close?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's
great. Good
then,
right now,
yeah,
so.
Everything's
then
good.
We're okay.
Sense.
All right.
Yep.
And it sounds good coming through. People listening aren't hearing the crackles?
Nope.
Okay, good. Phew. All right. Now that we've got that squared away, let's do some trash. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Radio.com's I'm Listening special. During National Suicide Prevention Month and beyond, the I'm Listening initiative aims to ensure that mental health conversations are seen as commonplace and met with acceptance. With the power of shared stories and experiences from people like Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, guys from Guns N' Roses, G-Eazy, guys from Cage the Elephant and TLC, health professionals, and many more, in order to change how we approach discussing mental health. I'm Listening is here to remind us all that it is okay to not be okay. The special two-hour event is Wednesday, September 23rd. That is this coming Wednesday, am I correct? Boy, already the end of September, yikes. At 6 p.m., Talk has the power to save lives, and our very own Jane did an interview with Alanis Morissette and Jewel, and so those are going to be featured on there, and she actually was talking about how they've taken care of themselves pre- and post-COVID. And they both have many incredible things to say on the subject. Of course, they both had incredible lives. And she says lots of really heavy things, but they're also really funny, too. So Jane gave us a little wrap-up
nice.
On that.
All right.
If you want more information, go to RadioAlice.com or radio.com/I'm-listening. We finally know how Mulan did.
Finally.
Or we can make a guess anyway. And the answer is it freaking crushed.
I bet.
So according to Disney and Disney Plus, they have about 60 million global subscribers.
Okay.
Which is, it's huge. I mean, Netflix has close to 200 million, but Netflix has been around for a long time.
Yeah, Disney Plus is less than a year old.
Yeah, didn't it just launch this year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, they, and look, they've got the stuff. Everything that people who have kids want. Disney's behind tons of great movies.
Disney's a trip because they had all the stuff, and then they turned around and bought even more with the Marvel and the Pixar and When you look at the list of things under the Disney umbrella, you go, oh, so they have all the entertainment? Okay.
Right. Not to mention they own ESPN. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know ABC. That they're doing any sports on. Right, exactly. So they've got access to all that stuff. And slowly but surely over the last couple of years, they gathered all that stuff back to them. Because I'm sure Netflix had some of it. I remember you used to be able to see some Pixar stuff on Netflix. And when they were like, hey, we're going to do our own damn streaming service, they started gathering it all back. And they have some great, like, The Mandalorian is coming back, I think October 30th. Did we already talk about the promo for that? We did, because we talked about Baby Yoda a little bit. We're frothing at my house for that. I did not splash out $30 extra on top of my Disney Plus subscription to rent Mulan. But many people, many, many people did. They say 29% of the people who subscribe to Disney Plus paid the extra $30 to watch Mulan. It came out to something like 9 million users, 9 million U.S.-based users.
Oh, that's just U.S.?
Just U.S. 9 million users times $30. I did the math. It's around $260 million. $260 million in its first week. That is record smashing for a movie.
I would say, hopefully, as this news breaks, you know, nationwide and more specifically lands in Hollywood, I would say, I would like to think that more of these studios will say, what are we waiting for? Release these movies. Like, we should see the new James Bond. We should see the Black Widow. I don't know why they're waiting. They can make their money. Right. Overcharge us. We're just sitting there. I understand that everybody's in a different situation with their home life. And I get that I got a couple kids that are keeping me super busy. But when I finally get a minute to watch TV and have trouble finding something I want to watch, that's just ridiculous. So I would absolutely, if James Bond is sitting there for me, I would pay $40 for it right now at the click of a button.
Right.
You know, those are those painless... That's painless money you spend. You don't even feel it. You just hit it, and then later you go, wow, Jesus, why is this bill so high? Oh, right.
Oh, we've rented 19 movies this week.
Right. But in the moment, that's how you get people right there. It's on your screen. All you have to do is hit play.
You know, it works as a model for a bigger movie and one that gets some hype. You know, but there are so many movies that only do well because they do a theater run. Like, I don't know that anybody's going to splash out even $20 for a movie that they're like, I don't know about that one. I'll wait till it's free or, you know, a $4.99 rental. Like, that would work. Absolutely. I mean, it clearly worked for Mulan, which they charged $30 for that. It worked for Trolls World Tour 2 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It would work for the new James Bond. I just don't know how that would work. If people could actually make money off of that. And then, like you said, you do that for a couple months and you start renting those things on the regular and your Visa bill comes in. You're like, what?
Right.
People, you know, is that sustainable? When you go to a movie theater, you know, at least you can't do that every single day at 6 p.m. because it's convenient.
No, agreed. But the convenience and the boredom factor are a perfect storm.
Absolutely. For a lot of these movies. And so, you know what? Actually, somewhere here I have thing about movie theaters. Movie theaters returned, audiences didn't. Even if they don't do this forever, Vin, where you can just rent the movie for extra buku bucks at your house, they should be doing it now. There are plenty of movies that, look, if I would rent that Black Widow movie, even if it was $40, I would rent that, because I'm not going to go see that in a theater probably anyway, and it's something I really want to see. And there, everybody has that movie. If that came out, I would rent that at home, no matter how expensive it was. And that's the deal. Like, most 68% of the United States, by Labor Day weekend, they had open movie theaters. Not in some of the really big markets, but there's 68% of the United States is within driving distance of an actual movie theater where they limit the tickets and they've got their social distancing and you can't sit next to anybody or, you know, whatever the deal is. And it doesn't matter. You know, Tenet opened in theaters and made $9 million its first weekend, which, and I think it's made, looks like it's made just over around $30 million. in its first 2 weeks. And that's a movie that was expected to open to gigantic numbers. But of course it didn't.
See if my local theater's open. Do you think your local theater's open?
San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, not open. So I don't know if our... I do not believe that mine are open. See if you can find one there.
I'm going to see real quick because I'm going to guess no. And yet...
I know. Do we count in those markets? It's just not as... In bigger cities, the openings are less because those are hot spots, I guess.
September 17th. But yeah, they're open.
Oh, really? You could go to the movies.
You can go to the movies. That's like, there's the date. That's today's date. And there's a bunch. Tenet's open. And the New Mutants is open. And
but that's
personal
what
story. The Personal History of David Copperfield is playing.
Oh, boy. Well, they're desperate for material, I guess. So they're open, but people are not going.
And something called Unhinged, starring Russell Crowe.
Yes, that's it. They say that one's actually, you know, as the new box office numbers go, that one's doing well.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, they're open, but no one's going. Netflix cancellations are up, and people are saying they think it's this Cuties thing. Because, really, I would never cancel Netflix, not in a million years. We rely on it. We watch a ton of stuff on there.
You know, when you first told me about that, I was trying to figure out what the heck the angle on the actual story of it is, and people were like, you don't get it on the text, and I clearly don't. What is the story?
It sounds like it's a dance troupe that they're sort of highlighting that young girls are being overly sexualized by overly sexualizing them and showing these routines with camera angles looking right up their butts. Honest to God, it is jaw-dropping when you see the scene that's being passed around. So Cuties is a French film. It's supposed to be about the dangers of sexualizing young girls, and they expose those dangers by doing that. It includes tons of age-inappropriate dance numbers. About a week ago, the hashtag cancel Netflix hit the top trending spot on Twitter, and that's when the cancellation started. According to a research company called Yipit Data, Netflix's daily cancellation rate was nearly 8 times higher than normal on Saturday. I don't know how many people quit or how much of an impact it'll make. They have added almost 26 million new subscribers in the first 6 months of the year. I don't need to tell you why. They have about 193 million worldwide. So just because their cancellations were 8 times higher, who knows what their normal daily cancellation rate was. I mean, it can't really measure up to the 30 million people or whatever it is, 26 million people that they've added in the first 6 months of the year. So there's that. Here's some good news.
Okay, good. I just looked it up to see. I feel like I don't know if it's as blatant. Like, people are calling this pedophilia. And I'm just thinking.
It is.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
And I thought the cops were going to come to my house. I'm not kidding.
They're calling it a coming-of-age movie, so it seems like it might be about that early, puberty sort of growing up stage where you're just not, your body and your maturity level is not ready for, you know, where you're putting yourself, so to speak. But it sounds more blatant than that, or worse than that, or... grosser
yeah,
than
no,
that.
Look, it can have maybe the bottom line, the message is in the right, the heart of the message is in the right place. The fact that there are these chicks wearing barely any clothes and they're 11 years old, 10 and 11 years old, and hip thrusting the floor while they pound their fists. I was watching it going, oh God, no one can see me. Stop. No one can see me watching this. I felt horrible watching it. And that's not a movie I'm going to click go on Netflix, but I'm also not going to cancel. I'm a hypocrite.
All right.
So we put this up on Facebook, and it looks amazing. I'm not a giant video game person. I have, you know, I'll play like Bejeweled or something, or I have played that, but I tried to swear off of, you know, video games on devices because they really just, they're too easy. It just eats your time. But my kids and my husband love video games, love them. What they play... Well, the kids play Minecraft, but they have all these Dead Red Redemption, whatever, then Halo. We've done every iteration of that, and Call of Duty, and all this stuff.
And what game are you talking about now?
This new game it's called Hogwarts Legacy, and it looks freaking amazing. I watched the trailer is up. We have the trailer up at the Facebook page, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But basically, in 2018, footage of a new Harry Potter console game began circulating. And it's you play a wizard and you're in your first year at Hogwarts and you have to learn how to do all these things. So you have classes, I guess, that you have to take and classes that you have to pass, and you learn how to be a wizard and, you know, Expelliarmus or whatever the words are. And then
well
you
done.
Go out. Thank you. I don't even know if that was.
That Luminarius. Was right.
And then you go out into the world to use your wizarding skills that you've earned over the first course of the game to fight the bad guys. And I assume Voldemort maybe is part of this. I have no idea. He was vanquished, wasn't he? So maybe it's some new thing. But it's going to be, looks like Sony's PlayStation 5 showcase on Wednesday came with the news that this new open-world single-player role-playing game will arrive in 2021 on PlayStation 5, 4, Pro, Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, Xbox One consoles, and on PC, so you can play this right on your computer. And it is visually stunning. If you have some Harry Potter fans in your house and you have video game fans, which is what's going on at my house, they're going to eat this up. I actually can't wait to sit there and read my book and occasionally glance up at what's happening on the video game, which is my life.
Oh, look at that.
I know. It's beautiful. It's incredible.
High
and
def,
there's you.
Sure.
That's or whatever character you
yeah,
choose.
Yeah, that's you're in a movie.
Yes, and you make friends with these crazy beasts. Look at that beast. Oh, there's a troll coming at you.
That is amazing. You know what I rented the other day? I bought it. We've watched Sonic the Movie.
The Hedgehog?
A bunch of times. Uh-huh. And I finally said to my kid, have you ever played this game? Do you even know why this is a movie? And she hadn't. And I said, all right, let's go to the Xbox and see if I can find this thing.
And
I found the original Sonic the Hedgehog game, and it is so fun, but it is, by comparison, it's ancient.
It's pixels, right.
Yeah.
I know, and I love that game.
It's 2 million years old by comparison to what that looks like.
Right. Honestly, it truly is. That Red Dead Redemption I mentioned earlier, you are actually in a movie, like to the point where there's boring parts where you have to ride a horse all the way to another village and you're having a conversation with the guy next to you. And it's unbelievable the level of immersion that you get with these games now. I'm waiting for the VR stuff. That's going to be incredible. I want to put on a haptic suit and live in the Oasis. I mean, it's going to be big.
I know that you do.
How fun would that be? God,
it would be fun.
I'll build myself a mansion.
I'm not looking. I hope that comes after I go, because I don't want to see us become.
You'll be
that.
Surfing the perfect wave every day. I mean, you'll walk out with your surfboard to a dream beach where the waves are cracking.
And you really think you'll feel it? Like the comparison would be similar.
Well, if you had a full haptic suit and it pushed on you where the water was getting you, then yeah, I do. I think it would be.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I
good.
Hope that doesn't happen.
All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about coffee because I think we're all right. You know, I've already passed my limit, but we'll talk
about
that.
My third cup.
Also, crazy foods you can, adventurous foods you can find at the grocery store. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.